From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The reason a Russian airplane crashed could be contained in a recovered box. Russia's defense ministry has said today search teams have found the main flight data recorder from a military passenger plane that crashed over the weekend in the Black Sea. Russian news agencies say the device is now in Moscow for analysis as investigators try to figure out what caused the crash. Officials say that terrorism has not been ruled out in Saturday's crash, but that it is extremely unlikely. VOA's Daniel Sharp has more on that from Moscow.
The only thing we do know from authorities is that they were very quick to dismiss the possibility of terrorism. That was something that came out fairly early on before the investigation had really been underway. So that was something that they wanted to do to try and reassure the public very quickly. And also because it's a military plane, if there would be an attack, a terrorist attack on a military plane, of course, the implications of security breaches and so forth would be huge.
All 92 people on board the plane were killed. The defense ministry, that as of early Tuesday, search crews had found 12 bodies and many body parts. 29 Turkish former police officers went on trial Tuesday, accused of aiding the failed military coup in July, the first trial in Istanbul over the attempt that led to some 270 deaths. Renegade officers in Turkey's military used tanks, fighter jets, and helicopters in their July 15th attempt to unseat the government, attacking the parliament and other key buildings. Turkey blamed it on a network of followers of the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an ally turned foe of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. Actress Carrie Fisher, who found enduring fame as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars, has died. She was 60. Fisher's daughter, Billie Lord, released a statement through her spokesperson saying Fisher died Tuesday morning in Los Angeles. She'd been hospitalized since Friday when she suffered a medical emergency on board a flight to Los Angeles. She made her feature film debut opposite Warren Beatty in the 1975 hit Shampoo and also appeared in Austin Powers, The Blues Brothers, Charlie's Angels, Hannah and Her Sisters, Scream 3, and When Harry Met Sally. But Fisher is best remembered as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars in 1977 with her now iconic braided buns in her hair, who uttered the immortal phrase,
"Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope."
Fisher long battled drug addiction and mental illness. She said she smoked pot at the age of 13, used LSD by 21, and was first diagnosed as bipolar at age 24. She was treated with electroconvulsive therapy and medication. While lawyers desperately tried to restore the impeached South Korean president's powers, politics advanced without her Tuesday as parties and potential candidates postured for elections that could take place in just months. Dozens of lawmakers split from the conservative ruling party and likely will try to create a party fielding outgoing UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon as its presidential candidate. Ban's potential rivals reacted by questioning his presidential credentials and touting their own ideas, including significant policy changes in regard with relations with nuclear-armed North Korea and allies the United States and Japan. Senator John McCain, the U.S. senator, has pledged U.S. support to the security of Russia's three Baltic neighbors amid worries that the U.S. may not be fully committed to the defense of NATO allies following statements by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. He added that Washington should consider basing troops permanently, at least in Estonia. McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says that while Washington remains committed to strong NATO operations, bilateral U.S.-Estonian military cooperation could be made more effective by upgrading U.S. troop status from less than a year rotation to permanent.
I think the presence of the United States troops here in Estonia is a signal that we believe in what Ronald Reagan believed, and that is peace through strength. And the best way to prevent Russian misbehavior is by having a credible, strong military and a strong NATO alliance, of which Estonia is a very important part.
I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.